Ahí te pa sentado en pa' coros.
What about the kind of meat that you buy already sliced to eat with eggs?
With eggs? Bacon?
When you talk about bacon, do you ever hear of a side of bacon or a middling of bacon? Meaning that whole big piece?
No, I don't. I never always buy it all sliced.
You never saw it not sliced?
Mm-mm.
Do you know that edge that you have to cut off? They cut off before they slice it?
Yeah.
What do they call that?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear meat skin or rind?
I've heard of it before, yeah, but
When did you hear it called?
At a butcher, but I just don't know, you know, if I'd have to go cut it myself. If they don't show me what it is, I wouldn't know what to cut off.
What about them? Say if meat's been kept too long, you say the meat has
rinsed.
Or it's done.
Spoiled.
And something they take the something else they could, you could have for breakfast in the morning. You have it in little patties maybe. Just from hog meat.
From hog meat?
Yeah.
Meat patties?
But sometimes it comes in little links like this.
Oh, like little breakfast sauces you're talking about?
Okay. What inside parts of the hog do people eat?
What do they eat inside of a hog? Mm-hmm. Well, the heart, at least we do, the hearts, the livers, and the kidneys, the milt, you know it's a milt.
What is that?
In the hog. It's flat, real flat, about this long.
About as long as your hand?
Yeah, and it's the same color of the livers. They call it the milt.
Do you ever hear of a white liver?
Yes.
What is that?
That's the white livers I'm talking to. They have the white and the black. Well, they use that. We don't fry it like the black liver. We use it more for in boudin.
The white liver is the lungs?
The lungs.
Yes. That's not all people that likes to use it, though. But I see my mother uses it in boudin. She makes it.
What do you stuff the boudin in?
The guts.
Do you ever hear something else made out of the guts?
A chitlin?
Do you ever make that?
No. I've heard of it, but I've never made it.
Those guts are really thin, aren't they?
They're real thin. Once you clean them and scrape them off, it's real, real thin.
How do they keep from tearing?
You just, and some people cleanse them with soda and vinegar. If you put too much of it, it just eat them up. You know, it be real thin. It's easy to clean. Once you clean them, they'll look like you can't eat the boudin, but if you do it right clean, it's
I tasted boudin the other night, but I didn't taste the guts part of it.
No.
Does that have any taste? It doesn't look
well, if it's seasoned, yes. If
I mean, the gut?
The gut itself, yes. If it's seasoned, yes. It's kind of like chitlin, because chitlin is made out of guts.
I never
and
tasted that.
No, but they fix it strong. It's good.
What do they put in boudin?
Well, they most so use the hog head.
The brains?
No, not the brains. Just the meat, you know. Mama cleans it good, and she uses the heart, the kidneys, and the milk, what I'm telling you there. And she uses where they bleed the heart, the pig there, around the throat.
Where it stabs
him. Where it stabs him in.
No, that part, where it stabs him in. The flesh around that meat around it.
Around the throat. That she uses that. It's kind of a little fat in it. She uses that in Buddha.
But they ground it all together.
They grounds that. They boils that first, and then they grounds
it.
Makes
it all.
Do they use